Whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Andy Lannon, thank you for giving us a few moments of your time. I know you're very busy. How are you enjoying the con so far?
The con's going great, thank you. Extremely busy, but meeting a lot of cool people. First time I've done the Motor City Con after being invited about five times. This is the first time I've been able to get out here, and I'm really pleased I did. It's great.
Hey, I fell in love with your writing since Annihilation. That's really when I like jumped in, and then Nova, and then sister to the gigantic Guardians of the Galaxy. How does it feel seeing a lot of your creations now on the big screen?
It's fantastic. I think if you ask any comic creator what they would say is like one of the pinnacles of their career, I think it would be having work and characters that you've worked on in the comic books appear in a movie, in a TV, on the TV screen, anything like that. It's just a privilege and honour to see those characters on the screen, and even more so, they're very, very good films as well. I think I would be predisposed to like them even if they were they weren't. But it's really good and reassuring that they are actually really good films, and everyone's enjoying them. And who would have thought 5 years ago that everyone across the planet would know who Rocket Raccoon and Groot were?
Yeah, really. I mean, like, because Guardians of the Galaxy was one of those books where it was just kind of like you had to be super deep into the Marvel canon to recognize them, and now they're household names, and that had to feel good. Like, you mentioned Rocket Raccoon, but any other characters I think you're most proudest to see on the big screen?
I was really, really pleased to see Mantis up there on in the latest version, especially the way the actress performed her, because she was really kooky and slightly surreal, which I've always felt Mantis was, that slightly unearthly character. So yeah, seeing her come up on there was fantastic. And for my own personal sort of like joy, deep joy, was seeing Cosmo appear in the first one, even as a little tiny cameo, because I created Cosmo based on my golden Labrador we had when I was a kid. So it's like fantastic to see to see that character appear.
Well, with the explosion of Marvel's, I guess, cosmic scene growing up, I mean, and you were kind of chief behind that, is it anybody else that you would like to see, or any more of your ideas on a bigger platform?
Well, I think that latest version of Guardians Volume 2, there were enough Easter eggs in there to satisfy even the most ardent fanboy out there, which I guess I would put myself at the top of that list. So seeing, you know, a version of the original Guardians turn up, Charlie 27 and Starhawk, as well as, and this is one that really, you know, made me squee with delight, was the potential of Adam Warlock appearing within the Marvel Universe is just absolutely fantastic.
Alright, and hey, I don't know if anyone noticed, but from your voice, you're from the UK. And you've done a lot with Marvel UK. Is there a difference between Marvel UK and Marvel US, or is it just kind of all the same thing?
Well, there used to be a difference, because there used to be an actual Marvel UK office in London. So we had our own our own version of the bullpen there, with artists and writers and letterers working in the in-house in the offices. Unfortunately, that disappeared in the 90s, so it's not there anymore. So it is all one thing now. But even then, we consider ourselves part of Marvel, and we were, you know, the comics we were doing were being published by Marvel in America as well. So it was a great opportunity for a lot of British talent who are now actually working, in the industry now, who cut their teeth at Marvel UK. People like Liam Sharp, Dougie Braithwaite, Brian Hitch, Gary Frank, they all started at Marvel UK.
Now, I got two more questions. I'm going to leave you alone.
2 seconds. Okay, good one. Do you want me to quickly sign something?
Well, that's the signature for this, and okay. When you're done with that drawing, you know.
I just got this yesterday.
There we go. Yep. Very nice. Got a hell of a collection as well. There you go, my friend.
Thank you.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to go down as well.
Okay, cheers.
All right. two more questions, and I get out of here, I guess. Hey, how did you get involved with Battlestar Galactica? I know you're in the cosmic world, but where did that come from? There's such a great franchise, and then you're jumping from one franchise to another great franchise. How did that come about?
Okay, so Nick Birucci, who runs Dynamite Comics. I've wanted to work with Nick for a long time. I've known him for a very long time, and he's thrown various books at me to work with him on, and for one reason or another, schedules didn't line up. But when he said Battlestar Galactica, I was actually able to juggle the schedule to make it work, because it was one of those things that I grew up watching on the TV, and I'm a huge fan, particularly of the original series, but then obviously of the relaunch series, the reimagined version of it. So when Nick asked me if we wanted to do that, made sure that I had enough room in the schedule to do it. So it was a great privilege and pleasure. Same as with Guardians, you're getting to work with characters and tell stories in story worlds that you grew up being part of as a fan reading, and then you actually get to add stories to that world. It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
And lastly, and I'll get out of your way, this summer you're doing the Heroes for Hire later on this year, and Heroes for Hire is more of the Marvel Street team, and we're seeing a lot of the Marvel Street guys, but you're more of the space dude, for lack of a better term. I mean, how would you bring that space element to something as concrete, no pun intended, as, like, you know, street level heroes?
So, not a lot of people know this, to do my best Michael Caine impression, but when I first started working for Marvel in the US, the first book I wrote was The Punisher. Wrote The Punisher for over 3 years. So we've had a connection with the Marvel Street Heroes from very, very early on. That was back in the 90s. So it was only, you know, after doing that we got involved in things like the Avengers, and then writing the Legion of Superheroes and things like that. But had an absolute solid grounding in writing Marvel Street Heroes. So actually going back and doing Heroes for Hire and Misty Knight and all of those characters was basically going back to my roots, going back to the stuff I actually started and cut my teeth.
Okay, alright, well, there you go. It's like old hat. Alright, well, Andy Lannon, thank you so much for just giving us a little bit of your time and your genius. Thank you so much. Enjoy the con.
Appreciate that. Thank you.